Again, I thought we had a great practice today. Extension of what we had yesterday. We got a chance to evaluate a lot of our people. Get a chance to evaluate them under different conditions. But we were very pleased.
Certainly seemed much more intense today. Do you echo those sentiments?
I was usually the second day, it's always that way. Yeah. Same thing last year. I've probably practiced with different teams 7 or 8 times since I've been in the National Football League. It never changes that second day. Usually a little bit more competitive, and it was some great work.
Can you talk about the job you saw out of Zach Thomas today?
Well, Zach is a great football player. I think we all know Zach Thomas. He practices at a certain level. That's why he plays at a certain level every time he hits that football field. But experienced pro, a guy I've always admired, and I had a good practice today.
Brandon spicing things up a little bit with his messages on the back of his shoulder pads with Evan Jones.
Oh, I think both those guys just having fun. A lot of respect level there by both guys, and just going out and competing. Brandon has a hard time staying quiet, though, after someone takes a shot at him. I do know that.
Oh, Mike, there was one fight over on the other field. Was it harder to keep
that wasn't a fight. It wasn't a fight. You know what a fight is. That was just a little push, and it happens all the time, but they kept their composure and they didn't swing, and that's what you want. You want tempers going to flare up a little bit. That's the nature of this profession, but they're professional enough to back off, and players laugh at it, they smile, and both teams encourage the other team, and that's part of practicing against another team. But there was no swings. That's what I appreciated, that two teams acted in a professional manner, and hopefully we'll have another good one this afternoon.
How much different does it make the game Saturday, the fact that you guys have practiced for two days together?
Well, they get a chance to see what we're doing. We get a chance to see what they're doing. There's not a game plan involved. You still want to go out and do a good job, but you still want to evaluate players as well. So if we were playing them in a regular season game, obviously we wouldn't be practicing against them, but that's not the key at this time of year. It's to try to find your best 53-man squad, also put your system in against other people, and I think we had a productive day and a half thus far. We got another practice here in a few hours, and I think we'll have a great one there as well.
Michael Jackson's ankle, is that anything serious?
No, it's not serious.
He's going to play on Saturday?
I can't tell you he's going to play on Saturday, but it's not serious.
Mike Romo and Cutler have had a similar number of starts under the belt. And the maturation process that you see from both those guys, is it kind of parallel? And at what point?
I think it's a lot different. Romo was in a backup role, I believe, for 4 years, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And, he's a student of the game. When you're on the scout team or you're on a team as a quarterback and you have 4 years looking at different defenses, it's a little bit easier to go, behind that center and read defenses. Well, Jay's a little bit different. He even wasn't thrown in the fire right away in the first year. It was a growing experience, but there's a little bit more growing pains the quicker you get in. But, Romo's ring coverage is unbelievable. I admire how quickly he reads coverages and gets the ball to the right spot. And he's going to have a heck of a year. You can see it out here today and yesterday.
Did you see a change in him even from last year, the practices last year that you had against him?
Well, I see a difference just watching him play last year. He plays with a lot of confidence. He knows where the ball's going. When something breaks down, he's got the ability to make a play on his own, shuffle to the left or right or upfield, and throw the ball at all different angles. He's a heck of a weapon. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.